Hey everybody, and welcome to Diving In with JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. On today's episode, we're going to take you on an excursion we recently had to Whiskey Weekend, Batch 5. We did a little bourbon hunting, a little distillery touring, a little bit of breakfast, and the world's largest unofficial barrel pick. Now, sit back, settle in, let's go. Cue the intro.
Back to JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk.
Yeah.
On this podcast, we talk about things we're passionate about. We are passionate about Jesus, spreading the gospel, the Holy Scriptures. We're also passionate about good whiskey. Mm. And so we talk about Jesus. We drink whiskey. We talk about whiskey as well.
Yeah.
And so we are just coming back from a wonderful event called Whiskey Weekend. This was Batch 5 called Homecoming. Mm-hmm. It was in Nashville, Tennessee this year, Franklin, Tennessee.
Beautiful Franklin, Tennessee.
Gorgeous. Franklin, Tennessee, where Will and Grease hosts the podcast live. So they decided to have it in their hometown this year. And it was a fantastic
event. Is that why they called it homecoming? Oh my gosh.
You thought it was a homecoming dance.
I did. I brought a tux. I thought I was going to be dancing. I didn't dance.
If it was homecoming, you would have been voted homecoming king.
I would have.
And it would have been, or maybe homecoming. They were ripping off Spider-Man. Spider-Man Homecoming?
Could have been. It makes sense. Well, we're going to go with it. So
chances are.
Whiskey Weekend Batch 5, Spider-Man inspired Homecoming? That's what we're going to roll with.
You decide. Yeah, so we're talking about the event. The official event was Thursday through Saturday. And so Wednesday was just registration. And we did a bottle share that evening. It was very nice. Lovely bottle share. Everybody brings a bottle and puts it on a giant table, and there's hundreds of bottles of whiskey to choose from. And so some good stuff, some not so good stuff, but we are not going to go into that. So actual day one was Thursday. Yeah. And Thursday was a retail crawl, which was, I think, a great idea. Yeah, you know, when you go to an event, you want to go whiskey hunting anyways.
Yep.
So they took us to some of their favorite spots. And what they did is they got the places on board with what was happening. And so they got some allocated bottles.
Yeah.
So if you bought store picks from their store, you got entered into a drawing for the opportunity to buy an allocated bottle at MSRP. Our first stop was Fairview Liquor and Fine Wine in Fairview, Tennessee. And we picked up a couple of barrel picks while we were there.
We did. Don always does excellent barrel picks.
Fantastic.
So we did pick up a few. There were more, you know, we couldn't buy it all, unfortunately. So we have the Knob Creek single barrel. Both JB and I bought this. We also bought some of this for friends and brought it back. So this one was delicious. We did get to sample all of these as well, which was definitely nice for the event. We got a couple here from, I've got a Bone Snapper Straight Rye Whiskey, Backbone Bourbon Uncut Straight Single Barrel. And this one is finished in a rum barrel for 1 year and 2 months. This one was delicious.
Yes. That was a must get.
And then I hit a curveball just to round out my bar and got a tequila pick. This was very good. I can't say the words. It's a Rosé Blanco. Codigo.
Que pasa.
Codigo. I don't know. But it was delicious. I like a good sipping tequila. And this was definitely fit that bill.
We did pick up a couple of curveballs this trip. We didn't just buy bourbon and rye. There were some other things we picked up. But at Fairview, a beautiful store, by
fantastic.
The way. Like, he's expanded it. And there's a whole like charcuterie section. Mm-hmm. He had pipes and cigars. Yep. And you know, I bought some pipe tobacco while I was there, along with some of my purchases. The allocated bottles that I remember, they had a Weller Special Reserve, they had a Blanton's, E.H. Taylor Small Batch, they had an Eagle Rare, they had a Stag Junior, Weller Full Proof, and they had a Lot B.
Van a Weller Eagle. 12 as well.
A Weller 12, yes, because...
And Full Proof.
Our good friend Melissa won the Weller 12 at that location. And our good friend Sean, who we took with us, won the Full Proof.
So it was a very good day for our friends.
Yes.
We didn't win, but it was still a good day for us because we got some fantastic
picks. Yeah, we got some wonderful picks.
So
we had lunch there. Overall, wonderful experience at Don's. And I'm glad that this they decided to do that this year, because you do want to go, like I said, you want to go whiskey hunting, but you would like to find some allocated bottles.
Yeah.
And this helped some people get to do that. Yeah. So
it gave you a really good chance, and you could improve your chances by purchasing more bottles, bottle picks at the store, which obviously encourages the store to do more of these type of events. And it was great.
So I hope that we can pull that off again next year. Yeah. That was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah. And hospitality was great at the store.
Yes.
Everybody was awesome.
Yeah. Fairview, excellent job. Yeah. Thank you, Don Norman. The next stop for us, we had two buses, and we all started at Fairview, and then the buses went separate ways. Mm-hmm. So we went to Elixir, which is run by Tarak, who is
fantastic.
Just an amazing host.
Yeah.
Like sample after sample after sample. And you want to talk about a guy who knows his product.
Mm-hmm.
This dude,
he will
rattle off all the specifications of every bottle that he's sampling, tasting notes. And if you get to go to the store on a day when he's not overrun by like 50 people, he will really guide you in other spirits that you might like and surprise you based off of what you drink in bourbon. So if he says, well, if you like this, try this. If you like this, try this. And he will sample you. It's called getting Tarak'd.
It's a wonderful palate exploration.
That was the second time I've been Tarak'd. And it's always wonderful. When you have a couple of samples, you're open to buying more stuff.
You are. And to your point, JB, we didn't buy a bourbon here. We bought a couple of other.
No.
Which,
both
fantastic.
So the first thing we picked up was this rye single barrel pick, toasted barrel cask strength. So he sampled that out really good. I can't wait to open it up again. So
now we did also have a sample of that at Fairview. However, it was so good and so popular that it was so sold out by the time I got up to the front. Thankfully, we were able to get it on the way there. Melissa got the last bottle at Fairview. And then as soon as she saw it at the next store, she flagged me down to make sure I got this one. So thank you, Melissa.
Winning the Weller 12 and taking the last.
Hey, she offered it to me. So,
well, okay. She's a wonderful lady.
She offered it to me. So yeah, this rye, this was delicious.
So the curveball that we got was this King's Family apple brandy. Mm-hmm. And this is my first time purchasing a brandy, and it is at cask strength. So this is 121.2 proof. It's from the King's Family Distillery, which I really love. I've got a ton of their bottles on my shelf right now. Yeah. The honey casks were iconic. Their honey bourbon, their single barrel bourbon. So I'm a big fan of King's Family, and this was an amazing pick by Tarak. Wonderful, you get the tart green apple, but underneath you get the sweet apple flavor, and it's a wonderful, wonderful expression. I actually sit there and think, man, I wish I had bought two of those.
Yeah.
I had that thought, but here we are. So Elixir, I know they had a Weller 12 available there. Mm-hmm. They had a Old Rip 10.
Yep.
I don't know who won anything at Elixir.
Yeah, the way we did it, since they were smaller stores, the buses kind of crisscrossed us. We went to that store first, put in our bids, for lack of a better term, for the allocation, and then went to the other store and did the same thing. And then they announced that each store, and you know, it worked out. It worked out well. I think they had the equal amount of picks between Fairview and then the other two combined, because they're just smaller stores.
It, wonderful that they held back some allocated bottles for this event.
Gave people a chance.
They had about 80 people coming with the sole intention of buying bourbon and whiskey in their store. They probably did pretty well that day.
I'm thinking they did.
Then after Elixir, our next stop, our final stop at the retail crawl, was Red Dog.
Yeah.
At Red Dog, they had several barrel picks available for us. I picked up a Rare Character single barrel cask strength finished in Jamaican rum barrels.
Yeah.
Come back over to the camera. Wonderful, wonderful single barrel pick. Looking forward to maybe doing some of these on the show this year, maybe next year. Depends on, we have a couple blanks to fill in. I also picked up this 3-quart double oak single barrel pick.
Yeah.
Last year's Whiskey Weekend, they did 3-quart blends as part of the weekend. So I figured that would be a nice one to pick up to maybe do. Yeah.
And that 3-quart was at a really good price.
Yeah, it was greatly reduced on some of these picks. So their allocated bottles, they had a Willet Purple Top. I think it was a 7 or 8 year.
Yeah.
They had a Blanton's because I won the Blanton's. What was the other bottle there? Oh, it was a some sort of Widow Jane.
Yeah, it was another good bottle.
I don't remember exactly what right. Widow Jane it was, but that was the
it was one of the widows.
One of the widows named Jane.
That's right.
And so those were the ones that they had there. I was hoping to get that Willet. Perfect. That was the first day.
Yeah.
Then bottle share at night.
Yep. And then also just to call out, we had fantastic limo bus charter drivers.
Oh yeah.
Really had a fantastic time. They did a great job, obviously, getting all of us from store to store in some pretty tight parking situations, and obviously you don't want 100 people driving to multiple liquor stores and sampling. Not a great idea. So they kept everybody safe, and we're really thankful that they were there, and it was a fantastic touch.
Bus rides are fun too, because we shared pours, we talked, we laughed.
Yeah.
Will did some stand-up comedy from ChatGPT.
Yep, and he did.
That was quite entertaining. So we had a bottle share again that evening.
Yep.
Those were always fun. We hung out with Bob Little for the bottle share in his room.
Yeah, that was our sensory bottle share, as we later dubbed it, because the other rooms were rather loud and we were very chill.
Yes.
And there were only a few of us in there. So,
which was actually kind of nice.
It was very nice. And it's always great to spend time with our good friend of the show, with Bob Little. So,
yes.
Yep. Some great pours there.
So day two.
Yeah.
Was
early.
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 We got because we headed over to the Jack Daniel's distillery for a VIP tour and tasting. But before that, we went to Miss Mary Bobo's first time ever doing breakfast. And if that's their first time, I want to be there for the next time.
Exactly.
And the next time. We had biscuits. We had gravy. We had hash brown casserole. We had eggs. We had endless supply of bacon.
Nearly endless.
Nearly endless. I tested it. We ate, me and Jason Newman.
Yeah, you guys tested it.
We ate a lot of bacon that morning.
Yeah.
And they had sausage. The sausage patties were legit.
Yeah.
And what else was there? I think that was it.
I think that was mostly.
Oh, the apples.
Oh, they have apples with baked with apples. Jack Daniels. Mm. And if you ever get a chance to go to the restaurant, absolutely go. They traditionally don't do breakfast. They are either going to start now or vow to never do it again.
Yeah, right.
One of the two. It's a really unique story. It was a hotel, and then it later became a lodging home. Mm-hmm. What Miss Mary would do is she would, at the end of the day, bring everybody in that was boarding at the boarding house and sit down at a table, talk about the day, and eat together, break bread, and just have that fellowship and that community. So they carry on that tradition. Jack Daniels purchased that after Miss Mary, who worked until she was at least 100, died at 102. And to honor her and that tradition, they go ahead and bring a host or hostess in to sit with you, have a meal with you, sit down. It's family style with a wonderful spinning table that you got to be careful of. Because if JB's reaching for bacon and it spins away, he gets very angry.
You get violent.
But they share some history. They do a great scholarship program where some students work at the restaurant and, you know, earn books and room and board and really, really help them get an education. So it's great. It's a great experience for the customer. All the staff was fantastic, and it's wonderful that they worked to do that that scholarship.
The rotating table piece was awesome.
It is awesome.
Everything was served, like Rob said, family style. It felt like you were sitting down to a, you know, home cooked meal with your family.
Yeah,
it was wonderful. And so from there, we went to the distillery.
Yeah.
For our VIP tour and tasting. So they did a really great job with the tour, showing us around to all the wonderful stuff there at Jack Daniel's.
A lot of steps. There weren't that many, but no, we made it sound like there were a lot of steps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had to.
Mostly the heavy breathing made it sound like there were a lot of steps, but.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the tour, we did a wonderful tasting. We did standard Jack Daniel's, obviously, and then they had the triple mash, the bottled and the bonded.
The bonded. And
they had a couple single barrels for us to try. Wonderful tasting experience. And then a nice cocktail reception. I did like the cocktail reception. Yeah. I had a Lynchburg lemonade and then a basic Jack and Coke, which, you know, Jack and Coke is delicious.
It's a good cocktail, and it's nice and simple, and you've probably got the ingredients at your house right now, let's be honest. So
during that cocktail reception, what was really cool is the master distiller came out and took time to sit there and talk with us. Chris Fletcher, I think, is his name. And he took time out of his busy schedule to come and talk to us, which was really cool.
Yeah, and his grandfather was master distiller. He's very young, makes you question your life choices and what you haven't done with your life so far.
I'm happy. I'm a pastor, Rob.
That's, there you go. That's true. But for me, maybe it was just me then.
No, I think if I had the opportunity to be a master distiller,
yeah,
I think I would take that opportunity. So, yeah, it was a wonderful overall experience. After we were done, we walked into the town square. I bought some bacon peanut brittle.
Which was delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And we headed back to the hotel. And so that was day two. Another bottle share at that night. Yep. We may or may not have gone to it. We may or may not have turned in a little early that night.
It was an early night.
Which was perfect because we were refreshed. For the next day, and a wonderful experience. Day three.
Yeah.
Am I counting right? Yep. Day three.
You are counting
right.
That's amazing.
It doesn't happen often. was at the Leaper's Fork Distillery.
Yeah.
And wonderful VIP treatment there, so to speak. We get there off the bus, straight to the event space where we got to eat some delicious barbecue by Martin's Barbecue. I had the turkey.
Yeah.
Which was, it was good.
Pork was delicious. I like the sauce. I like the vinegar sauce. It's one of my favorites. Yeah.
So it was a good sand. The chips, I loved. I think I ate like three bags.
You are a big fan of anyone who does homemade chips well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I ate like three bags of them.
They were delightful.
No shame. We got to taste their basic spirits. They do bottled and bond, bourbon, and a rye?
A Tennessee whiskey.
No, Tennessee, yes. And their bourbon is weeded. And so we got to try those too. Those were good. Those were delicious. But the cool thing was, is we got to do the largest unofficial barrel pick, where the entirety of the Whiskey Weekend participants, we got to try from two barrels and we got to choose which one we wanted.
Yeah, and we picked the winner. So
we did cast our votes for the winner.
You know, so did a lot of other people, but still it was us.
You know,
so...
We set the trend, I guess.
No.
But that was a fun experience, that part of it. But also, Rob and I got to talk with their director of operations.
Yeah, really great conversation.
Wonderful gentleman who said he would do an event for us. Like, we can come and cord with them, interview them. They said they would put our logo on a barrel head. They said, you don't have any obligation to buy. But at that point, I feel like we're almost obligated. So if you would like to invest.
Yeah. We're looking for
in a JB Bible and Bourbon barrel. We're looking for about 20 grand. So anybody with 20 grand and a passion for Jesus and a passion for whiskey and deep pockets.
Yeah, that's the key part.
I don't know why I did this.
I don't either. It's a little unnerving. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, it was a really good experience. You know, director of operations, we had a great talk about what they've done, how they've come to where they are, the grounds, what their future plans are like, and how they're really focusing on doing things the right way and making sure that everyone from, you know, entry level on up to owner is focused and passionate about great whiskey and making sure that they release the best product. And that's what we look for in distillers, especially, you know, the smaller craft distilleries. You know, sometimes they're forced to push things out before they're ready. And you know, they're focused on not doing that. So we definitely love that.
Kind of put an overall bow on the weekend. It was a smaller event this year than it was last year. And I really appreciated that because everything felt closer. It felt more like community, which is, I know, what Will and Grease strive to do with what their podcast and what they're doing is to create a bourbon or whiskey community where people feel like family. And having the smaller feel of it for me made it that, you know, it felt like I was sitting down with my friends and family and really just hanging out and having a good time. Nobody got too crazy. And
again, like you're saying, JB, what I appreciated about it is it was a smaller crew. So even if you didn't know somebody the first day, you knew them the second day.
Yep.
And you're sharing bottles, you're telling stories. You know, the great thing about a bottle share, like JB brought, you know, local High Bank whiskeys from Columbus, Ohio to folks so that they can try a taste of his home. People were bringing, you know, from Texas, from all over, from, you know, everywhere. And having people bring things they're passionate about, small distilleries they're passionate about that you may not know about, it is really, really the best part. Now, the fun part for us is, people know us and know what we're about. So there are conversations that, you know, we get the distinct pleasure to have with mm-hmm. people that outside of this type of an event, we may not run across.
And yeah.
That's really the point of why we do what we do, is to have, you know, great conversations about faith, about Jesus, about his saving grace, what he's done for us and what he has done for all mankind over, you know, great whiskey.
We had some really good spiritual conversations with a couple of people, and yeah. it was, you know, a blessing to get to talk to them about mm-hmm. the hope that we have in Jesus, how he loves us and how he accepts us. And, but also have in a good, fun environment, you yeah. know, some really great spiritual conversations over some good whiskey
yeah.
with good friends.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, it was like a family reunion, yeah. you know, some of the people that I've known over the, you know, the three times that I've gone, mm-hmm. you know, I've been going since batch two, three, four, five, so fourth, this is my fourth whiskey weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
And so over those 4 years, you get to know some people. So, you know, it feels like coming home.
This was my third whiskey weekend. Now, as Jimmy said, this was smaller. So there were some folks that we were really looking forward to see that we didn't see. Hopefully we see you guys next year. Obviously, you know, some of those folks are involved in our community mm-hmm. here with JV Bible and Bourbon Talk already. So we talk to them on the regular.
Yep. On the regular.
A side note, these weekends are good for me because I am terribly introverted. So if you saw me and I seemed that way, I apologize. I'm only trying to get better.
Hey, I'm introverted too. I always say I'm an extroverted introvert. Mm-hmm. By nature of what I do for a living, I have to have some extroverted tendencies, but mm-hmm. I am an introvert by nature. So
it only takes me about 3 days to warm up and open up, and then, oh, hey, the weekend's over.
All right. Well, see you guys next year.
See y'all next time.
So, yeah, Whiskey Weekend, Batch 5, Homecoming was 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it was. We really had a great time.
10 out of 10.
There was also one other event that we did not attend. Grease did invite folks in
his home. Yes.
You know, again, another part of that, it's family. It's a family reunion. It's having your friends and family mm-hmm. over to your house for this one because it was a homecoming. So a bunch of people did get together in a nook, share some fantastic pours. Yeah, Grease opened up his home, had his family come over, and good times were had by all. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think good times were had by all the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. And again, fantastic event, Will and Grease. Thoroughly enjoyed ourselves, made some memories that will last a lifetime, yeah. spiritual conversations that will last for an eternity, mm-hmm. and good whiskeys that, well, lasted for the night.
That's all right.
Thank you for joining us on a very special episode of JB's Bible and Bourbon Talk. Until next time,